Yeah, that's caught it now. Okay. Now I'm just going to talk for a second, be sure it's going to come mm-hmm. through. Okay, let's see now.
I don't know where you left off at.
What do people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave or what will get you?"
I drip them. I switch it, get them. No belting it. I drip them. It's like Mama done me, get a switch.
Well, have you ever heard people say, "You better behave or the boogeyman will get you or the devil will get you"?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I hear them say that.
Well, have you ever said anything like that?
I sure tell them little children. It's one passed by here this morning. She liked it to fight, you know, and she's so small. I said, "You know one thing? I said, the devil gonna get you for fighting and put you in a satin cave. She's river and drown you. I ain't gonna fight them more." She's a little white girl, too. Uh-huh. Stay right up there.
She gets scared?
Well, yeah. And she, I said, "You're a bad girl. The devil will get you. I ain't gonna be bad. I ain't gonna be bad. And if you say something out the way, you know, ugly word, just tell you, my, the devil gonna get you and put you in a sack."
Dump you right in the Altima Hall. Dump you right in the Altima Hall. Or what does the devil do with them after he gets them in the sack?
I tell him to chunk them in the river.
Uh-huh.
And she ain't no bad girl at all. Mm-mm. Those things. But you know one thing, I think she got it. That's the Lord give her that talent. She come and sit down and talk with you about the Bible and can't read you. But honey, she can explain things, and if she go to Sunday school and come back, I said, "What you learn in Sunday school?" Well, she gonna remember some, and when she tell you, if you read your Bible, you can know what she's talking about. She can't come through and explain it all, but she'll tell you where you can know what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love to talk with children like that. I don't like. They ain't bad around me, because if you come be bad, I said, "All right, little one." I said, "The devil's going to get you and put you in a sack." I said, "I got plenty of crocus sacks. You can come there and get one and put you in a cave and chunk you in the river." I said, "And you won't have no more baby around us now. I ain't going to be bad.
What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
On December the 25th? Merry Christmas.
Okay. Do you ever say anything besides Merry Christmas?
And I thank the Lord for letting me live to see the day.
Okay.
That's the first thing, because I'm going to say my prayers when I get up and say that.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, "I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very fall."
Took my suitcase.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can pull its legs up inside its shell?
Cooter. Cooter.
And what would you call one of these things that lives on the land?
Live on the land? Not so much live on the land.
Well, one of these that can pull its feet and its head up inside its shell.
Well, that's cooter right on, but some of them is an alligator cooter.
Okay. Now, do alligator cooters live on the land or in the water?
Most of them you find them is on the land. But they go in the water too.
Mm-hmm.
They go each way. Either one of them.
Okay.
We can swim.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Guts. That would be called.
Okay.
And then you can say chitlins, either one.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Uh-huh. Yes.
What do you call something that a person gets into to row himself down a river?
A boat.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, "That's certainly a pretty what of
beads. A pretty necklace.
Or a pretty what of beads?
Color.
Well, would you ever say a string of beads?